Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh. It's the original version from which the scrolls, the King James Version, was interpreted. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies or parts or vehicle parts, go to autobodyparts1968.com. That, again, is autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz, parts automotive.biz. Knee baby diapers, go to roderick1.com. Tired of hearing this world's occult music? Want to hear some real spiritual music, Christian music, alternative? Go to songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. That again is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, now I'll go into the lesson. I just want you to know that all of these businesses sponsor me being able to deliver Bibles out to the Bible students. All right, so let me begin the program. And it goes to say at the first chapter of Colossians, for sure all by God will in the missionary of the Messiah, Yeshua, and brother Timothy, to God's people in Colossae, faithful brothers in the Messiah, grace to you and shalom from God our Father. Whenever we pray, we always give thanks for you to God, the Father of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. For we have heard of your trust in the Messiah, Yeshua, and of the love you have for all God's people. Both spring from the confident hope that you will receive what is stored up for you in heaven. You heard of this early in the message about the truth. This good news has made its presence felt among you, just as it also being fruitful and multiplying throughout the world in the same way as it has among you, since the day you heard and understood the grace of God as it really is. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow slave and a faithful worker for the Messiah on your behalf, as he has told us about the love which the Spirit has given you. So we're all waiting on the heavenly treasure stored up for us in the new kingdom. And we have a hope for this everlasting life. Therefore, from the day we heard of it, we have not stopped praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will and all the wisdom and understanding which the Spirit gives, so that you may live lives worthy of the Lord and entirely pleasing to him, being fruitful in every good work and multiply in the full knowledge of God. We pray that you will be continually strengthened with all the power that comes from his glorious might, so that you will be able to preserve and be patient in any situation, joyfully giving thanks to the Father for having made you fit to share in the inheritance of his people in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It is through his Son that we have redemption, That is, our sins have been forgiven. He is the visible image of the invisible God. He is supreme over all creation, because in connection with him were created all things. In heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, lordships, rulers, or authorities, they have all been created through him and for him. He existed before all things, and he holds everything together. Also, he is the head of the body, the messianic community. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So remember that Yeshua is the firstborn from the dead, so that he might hold first place in everything. For it pleased God to have his full being live in his Son, and through his Son to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace through him, through having his Son shed his blood, being executed on a stake. In other words, you who at one time were separated from God and had a hostile attitude toward him because of your wicked deeds, he is now reconciled in the Son's physical body through his death in order to present you holy and without defect or reproach before himself. Provided, of course, that you continue in your trusting, grounded and steady, and don't let your shells be moved away from the hope offered in the good news you heard. This is the good news that has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and I, Yeshua, have become a servant of it. I rejoice in my present sufferings on your behalf. Yes, I am completing in my own flesh what has been lacking of the Messiah's afflictions on behalf of his body, the Messianic community. I became a servant of the good news because God gave me this work to do for your benefit. So it's to benefit others, to benefit the others that we share the good news. The work is to make full known the message from God, the secret hidden for generations, for ages, but now made clear to the people he has set apart for himself. To them, God wanted to make known how great among the Gentiles is the glorious richness of this secret. So this secret knowledge that was held back until Christ came is the riches that we've been seeking for, everlasting life and life in the new kingdom. And it goes to say, and the secret is this, the Messiah is united with you people, and that rests your hope of glory. We, for our part, proclaim him. We warn, confront, and teach everyone all wisdom, so that we may present everyone as having reached the goal united with the Messiah. It is for this that I toil, striving with all the energy that he stirs up in me so mightily. For I want you to know how hard I work for you, for those in Laodicea, and for the rest of those who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged, that they may be joined together in love, and that they may have all the riches derived from being assured of understanding and fully knowing God's secret truth, which is the Messiah. It is in him that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. So in the Messiah, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden, wisdom and knowledge of God. And those things are hidden and being manifested in mankind through the truth today. I say this so that no one will fool you with plausible but suspicious arguments. For although I am away from you physically, I am with you in spirit, rejoicing as I see the discipline and resolute firmness of your trust in the Messiah. Therefore, just as you receive the Messiah, Yeshua, as Lord, keep living your life united with him. So we want to keep living our life united with Yeshua, the Lord. Adonai Son, or good son. Remain deeply rooted in him. Continue being built up in him and confirmed in your trust. The way you are taught so that you overflow in thanksgiving. Watch out so that no one will take you captive by means of philosophy and empty deceit. Following human tradition which accords with the elemental spirits of the world, but does not accord with the Messiah. For in him bodily lives the fullness of all that God is. It is in union with him that you have been made full. He is the head of every rule and authority. So just because you have worldly rulers, remember, God is the head of every rule and authority. But remember, this is Satan's world, and Satan controls those governments through the beings, his wicked deception of those government officials. Also, it was in union with him that you were circumcised with the circumcision not done by human hands, but accomplished by stripping away the old nature controlled over the body. In the circumcision done by the Messiah, you were buried along with him by being immersed, and in union with him, you were also raised up along with him by God's faithfulness that worked when he raised Yeshua from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, that is, because of your foreskin, your old nature. But God made you alive along with the Messiah by forgiving you all your sins. He wiped away the bill of charges against us because of the regulations that stood as a testimony against us. But he removed it by nailing it to the execution stake. Stripping the rulers and authorities of their power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by means of the stake. So he triumphed over them by means of the execution stake by coming back, being the firstborn from the dead, Yeshua. It goes to say, so don't let anyone pass judgment on you in connection with eating and drinking, or in regard to a Jewish festival or Ruach, Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbat. These are a shadow of things that are coming, but the body is of the Messiah. So you remember that, the body is of the Messiah. Don't let anyone deny you the prize by insisting that you engage in self-mortification or angel worship. So we don't want to persist in angel worship, mortification, or in mortification of the Holy Spirit. We want to live by the body of the Messiah or the Spirit. And remember, we live by the Spirit. Such people are always going on about some vision they have had, and they vainly puff themselves up by the worldly outlook. They fail to hold the head from the whole body receiving supply and being held together by its joints and ligaments. Grows as God makes it grow. If along with the Messiah you die to the elemental spirits of the world, then why, as if you still belong to the world, are you letting yourselves be brothers by its rules? Bothered by its rules. So, if you belong to the worldly rules would not be disturbing to you. But it is to us as Christians because we don't belong to the world. It says, don't touch this, don't eat that, don't handle the other. Such prohibitions are concerned with things meant to perish by being used, not by being avoided, and they are based on man-made rules and teachings. They do indeed have the outward appearance of wisdom, and they self-impose religious observances. False humility asceticism, but they have no value at all in restraining people from indulging their old nature. So we don't want to indulge in our old nature or have false humility or self-imposed religious observances. We want to congregate when it's time to congregate. We want to attend the services when it's time to attend the services. Now, I hold service Monday through Friday and on Sundays, but that doesn't mean you have to attend every one, because that's why I do that, so that you can pop in on one day and listen and congregate that way by calling in as well. And then I want you, brothers and sisters, to know that I want to be able to go out in the harvest work physically from door to door, and I need brothers and sisters to come forward saying that they are willing to do so. So you can give me a call at 312-925-9887. Also, if you need a Bible, call that number, 312-925-9887. All right, that is it for my lessons today. Now I'm going to say a prayer and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up. Give them the ability and the insight and wisdom to pierce through Satan's deceptive worldly powers and his missiles and his spears. Give them the ability to be able to dodge these missiles and spears, to dodge his deceptiveness and not fall a snare and be entrapped by it. I pray that you take their burdens and carry their burdens for them, Lord. I pray this, Yeshua, and that you open their eyes and remove the rafters from their eyes. I pray that you give them the insights that they need to survive and make it through to the new kingdom. And I pray that you watch over and guide them and direct their footsteps toward good and not an unrighteous path by letting them walk their own way. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.